You're listening to Fantasy NBA Good, the greatest fantasy basketball podcast of all time. This is episode 34. I'm Purity.
And my name is Ivan. Hello, guys. You're listening to the first and only family fantasy basketball podcast.
That's right. And for those who have been waiting for the new episode, here it is. We're giving it to you, right? Sorry for keeping you waiting.
So what's new with you? You promised to the people that you're gonna go on a vegan diet.
I did, actually.
It was because that incident with the vegans.
Yes, with them.
So you want to make it up and since the holidays are over, no more overeating. You started eating healthy and?
Yes, and I have been on a vegan diet and I've been improving very well. So, you know what? In my fantasy league. So, you know what? Vegan helps. So, if you people out there
turn to vegan this week.
I won last week too.
But last week you were not vegan. You're vegan this week.
Yes, okay.
So last week doesn't count.
Okay, it doesn't count since I was not on a vegan. But
so tell me, what has improved since you started being a vegan?
I have been active.
Your managerial skills?
Yes, and I have more energy to be on my fantasy all the time.
To press, add player drop or what?
Yes. That's the secret.
Your fingers are faster on
yes.
Dropping players. I don't know. I'm asking.
Those people who like you have a good player and then the player is injured and you're not patient, you drop the player. I picked them up and
you mean you're more patient now.
I'm more patient. I picked them up.
You can see better how the player is gonna perform. Like
yes,
you get some psychic skills.
Yes, and the players that are. You know, they're injured, I nurse them back to health quickly, and then I put them on... Yes, I nurse them with my vegan diet, and then I put them
you
back.
You make them also go on a vegan
yes,
diet.
Yes, and they become more faster, and I put them on my lineup, and guess what?
How do you communicate winning. With those players, with NBA players? Telepathically or...
I'm just hoping.
Twitterpathically.
I'm just hoping. And it works, actually.
So, what are the news?
Oh, let's get into the podcast right away. So, what's the news? Tell us.
Well, the All-Star is approaching and Alex Caruso.
The bald guy.
Bald. You see, now you're going to have a beef with the bald people.
Sorry. Okay, Alex.
What are you going to do then? Like, you have to shave your hair go on
I have short hair, so... That doesn't
count. So you are also.
I'm also bald.
One of
the
bald
people out there.
His nickname is Bald Mamba or Bald Eagle. So the All-Star is approaching, and he has more votes than Russell Westbrook, Steph Curry, Devin Booker, Donovan Mitchell. Like it's crazy. Like the guy, like he has his own cult. You know, people are following him, admiring him. It's really crazy.
Why are they voting for him? I don't understand.
He has 894,000, right? 894,000 fan votes.
That's a lot.
And that's more like even guys on the East. For example, some of the guys on the East who have less than him, like Kyle Lowry. Ben Simmons, Bradley Beal, like it's crazy, you know. And in NBA fans, they're accounted for 50% of votes.
Mm-hmm.
Then NBA players, they also vote. They are accounted for 25% of votes. In media, you know, NBA media, 25% of the votes. So, yeah, everybody loves Caruso. And did you see his like trim that he's weird looking hair kind of trimmed and now he's wearing a band.
Yes.
He's wearing a band, like looks a little bit cooler. LeBron called him a goat. LeBron, you cannot. That's our trademark. We are the GOAT. We're the GOAT pod.
You cannot give away our name.
You cannot.
We're gonna sue you, LeBron.
And another guy. Who, did you see this guy Taco Fall?
Yeah.
You see him? He's like 7'6".
Yeah, he's really tall.
From Boston, he's most playing in G League, and he's also has this fans. So many people, like I don't know, like because he looks.
These fans who are voting, they have no idea of basketball. They have no knowledge. Seriously,
they just like I don't know. They find them like.
Okay, I haven't.
Do you find him cool or this Alex Caruso? Like they don't look. Maybe
I haven't voted. I will vote for cute guys, not bald guys.
Well, of course. Who is the cool? Let me just finish the story, then you're going to tell us your cute guys list. So Taco Fall has 757,000 fan votes. And he's like almost not even playing in NBA League. He's playing in G League.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy looks like really weird. And the guy's like a genius, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Is he like... IT engineers.
Really?
Yeah, the guy is like really smart. So back to you, like who, if you're number one on the cute list, so when are you going to watch?
D'Lo must be there. Devin Booker must be there.
As a
Ben
guard.
Simmons.
Two guards, okay.
Must be there. Ben Simmons.
You cannot have that many guards. Ben Simmons is, I think, also counted as a guard. Two guards, two forwards, the center.
I am not looking at positions.
You're just looking at face.
Yes.
Okay, so Ben Simmons.
Cat, of course. Who else?
Cat.
Oh, Cat is kind of cute, actually. John Collins. How can I forget my John Collins? Oh my God, he should be over there. Luka, of course, Luka Doncic. And Jokic, because he's from Serbia, obviously.
He's not cute.
But he's from here. This is my country, Serbia. So I'm going to vote for him because of that. So those are my players for All-Star Game. So the year just started, 2020, and Charles Barkley... The year. What did I say?
You said the year.
Oh my God. My pronunciation. Forgive me, you guys.
It's Kenyan English.
Yes, it's Kenyan pronunciation, which is really bad. Forgive me. So what I'm going to say is the year just started, and Charles Barkley roasted Draymond Green on his show, the Inside NBA, where he hosts with Shaquille O'Neal and...
Kenny Smith.
Yeah,
so and that other
stars.
Little guy. Old guy.
Yes, so he... you know the nickname for Draymond is Day-Day.
Yeah, okay.
Weird. Okay.
What
he said about him is like, Draymond Green doesn't talk much these days.
Because Draymond Green always
talks. Always fights.
Yeah.
Always
gets something to say.
Yeah, he always talks bad to people, so they fight him. So, and he said that he doesn't talk much these days because he averages a triple single.
Yeah, he averages triple single.
And everyone laughed. Shaq, everyone in that show, like they were laughing silly.
Well, yeah, he actually does average his triple single on
mm-hmm.
that day when this show was done.
Yeah.
Draymond Green was averaging 8.6 rebounds and 5.6 assists. So this is
really bad. He's worse than last.
Do you think
season.
You can average triple single in NBA?
No, I'm not an NBA player, but I will try.
You can average like 0.0001 point, you know, 0.
Again, I am not
single.
An athlete. That's
you get
right.
like triple zeros. That's
yeah. I am not gonna deny that. I'm really bad. So, what
so
can
another
I say?
Story.
Uh-huh.
We all know you're really bad.
What can
we
I say?
We don't need an update on that. But you're going to practice this spring, right?
Summer. Yes, spring and summer. Yes.
You promise.
I just need a ball.
Are you going to make videos for people to see?
Yes.
You
want
to court practicing?
I always make videos. Guys, follow me on Instagram if you want to see all my cool videos. But yes, I will do a summer video playing basketball. So I'm looking forward to that, actually.
Yeah,
and then
I don't think our listeners are looking for that. Nobody wants to see.
Definitely they are. So what's the next story
your
about?
Bad basketball skills. It's about Derrick Rose and what he did. So the Pistons, they played Pelicans,
mm-hmm.
I think in Little Caesar Arena.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Nicolò Melli, he he knocked a long jumper in 7 seconds left on the clock. And then Detroit called the timeout, and Derrick Rose was so upset. He was so upset that he went to this scorer's table, mm-hmm. where the people who keep the score, and, and he grabbed a pen and he launched it across the court into the stands on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we don't know if he hit, even if he hit someone with a plastic pen, like, it's like, what, like, you're gonna get contusion or what? It's a good, you know,
pen,
not pen. It's a good, how do you say, memorabilia? How do you say in English?
You just said it, memorabilia. What else?
I don't know if I pronounced it well.
You did.
You get the pen, like, imagine, like, you're at the game and Derrick Rose hits you with a pen and you take that pen. You can sell that pen on eBay for, like,
huge
money.
Yeah,
that's, or just put it, you know, like, somewhere at a display in your house where everybody see. You see, this is, and if he, even if better, if he knocks your teeth or God forbid, you put your teeth there, like, on a display with a pen and say, you see what Derrick Rose did to me.
You're gonna be famous, I'm telling you. When a star, like, the NBA stars fall on you when you sit over there in the front row, you're like, oh my God, LeBron James just sat on me.
So, but we didn't finish the story. So,
okay, finish.
He was punished for that. He was punished, $25,000 for throwing pen into stands and making someone happy.
Big deal. He doesn't care about that.
Well, just quick story. None it has nothing to do with it. Like, a quick story that I just heard yesterday on Charles Barkley podcast. He said how he was in a sauna, you know, steam room,
mm-hmm.
with some guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were in a steam room and, like, okay, they were wearing, you know,
towels.
And sitting next to each other, across to each other, I don't know what. And, like, Charles Barkley told him, oh, you have a cool necklace. And this guy was like, oh, thanks. And they left. And when Charles was, like, he dressed up and he was leaving, you know, and the guy at the, like, where you go to, I don't know, pay or what, at the desk.
The cashier.
At the desk.
Mm-hmm.
Not a cashier, at the desk, something
reception,
like that.
Okay.
Receptionist, yeah. Yeah. Said, hey, wait, I have something for you. Someone left something for you. And Charles went there and said, what? And this guy told him, well, this guy left you a bracelet.
Ah,
did he say necklace or
he
bracelet?
Said necklace.
Necklace or bracelet. I don't know what. I think it was bracelet.
Yeah.
It was bracelet.
Probably. We don't fact check.
We don't fact check.
That's right. So in between the two. Oh, that's cool.
We don't fact check this podcast.
I wouldn't say no to a present.
So, okay, anyway. Funny story. And and they asked Charles, like, do you know, like, did he leave his name or nothing? He said, no, nah, until this day, I have no idea who the guy was.
Ah, I forgot to mention that LeBron James is nominated for NAACP award for his talk show, The Shop. He might win an Oscar.
First, what is NAACP?
NAACP, it's an award show. I think it's
could
an award.
Could you make it shorter?
Well, that's how it's called.
Word for what?
CP. For his show. For being the host. Like, the best host of
and
the show.
I saw it show.
On, I saw it on Instagram. Yeah, he has his show on HBO called The Shop, where he invites all his teammates, I don't know, NBA players, when they talk about sports. I haven't watched it, so I guess that's what they talk about. What else are they talking about?
Yeah, good for you, LeBron.
Yeah.
You know what I don't like?
No.
On so many basketball podcasts, you will hear hosts talking about coaches, how this coach is bad, he doesn't know what he's doing, like, they cannot believe, like, what he did, he has, like, no clue. And, I mean, yeah, I'm a basketball coach, and maybe that's one of the reasons why that upsets me, you know. But still, like, those people, like, are professionals, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
you go to, for example, here in Serbia, you have to go to school to to become a basketball coach and get your diploma and then get a license and all that. And then another thing, people also trash talking on the players, like they're saying, oh, this guy is so bad. Like I would like when people comment on the stats, you know, especially in fantasy, I can hit more free throws than I don't know Jared Culver, you know, for example. Like, no, you cannot. Like you cannot be better coach than the worst coach in NBA, in G League or in college. You cannot beat any NBA player, like not in your dreams. Like no one can. Like the worst NBA player, the best, like the guy in your neighborhood at your basketball court cannot like even score 1 point on the worst NBA player.
Yeah,
and there is this story about Brent Scalabrine, because for years he was considered like the worst NBA player. His name is what, Red Mamba? Is he Red Mamba or White Mamba?
Yeah,
I think he's Red Mamba because he's ginger. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And so these guys from this local CBS radio station, I think in Boston.
Yeah.
They organized a challenge, like Scalabrine's challenge, and they called people to they invited people to play one on one with Brian Scalabrine, you know.
Yeah.
So people came. Some of people were like mediocre, but some of the there was we watched the full video. There was one guy. He was an ex college player. He was, I think, forward. He was approximately the same size as Skull, something like that. So the guy used to play forward. The guy was really good, like really excellent basketball player. He would like play in ABBA League, for example. That's our regional league. He would be a really good player in ABBA League, for example. And that guy could do nothing to Brian Scalabrine. Like Brian, like Scalabrine was destroying those guys like left and right, doing whatever he wants. He was scoring on those guys. And he was not even trying. Like you could tell that the guy was just like there, like having fun. And then the final, so of course he destroyed everybody. And at the end, those three guys, the host of this radio show, those three guys, they said, okay, now for the final match, it's three of us against you. So it was 3-on-1.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he beat them 11-1. And he let them score. You watched that video, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He let one guy score, so it's not zero.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's about.
Yeah. So people, listen out there. If you think you can beat an ex-NBA player, don't
if you
even
think
try.
You can beat Purity,
don't even try.
We're gonna make a pure challenge.
Come to Serbia.
Pure
Let's
chance.
See.
But you first have to get into shape.
Who?
You, yeah.
I am
you have
in
to
shape.
Practice.
Ah, okay. Yeah, practice I need. That I need. I will definitely practice. So anyone out there who wants to challenge me, tell me. Inbox me or tweet at me.
These are all of the stories that we have prepared for you. But now we have, of course, a regular segment where we talk about players that you can find on waiver wire, but before that we are gonna take a break. You're just gonna continue listening to this podcast and you won't have to wait for us to continue, but we're gonna go to do our grocery shopping.
That's right,
because now it's Sunday, it's 5:53 p.m.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we have to go and buy some groceries because we were lazy the whole day, laying in the bed, watching movies, doing nothing. So
we will be right back. We won't keep you waiting. Don't worry.
In the real time, we won't be right back. But in podcast time, you're going to just continue listening to us.
Yes, that's right.
But you'll hear our voice changing because that's how it's done. You know, when people like record something in the morning, then something in the afternoon, you can hear their voice change.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, guys.
See you.
Yeah, see you. I mean, see you, hear you.
And we are back, guys. It took us an hour and 30 minutes just to get everything that we need from the groceries. And
but for you, it was just a split of the second.
That's right. It's a podcast miracle.
It's a miracle of modern technology.
That's right.
It's what we old people would say.
Yeah, you're not that old.
Yeah, but I'm over 26, which in for us it means
walking dead.
Legally dead.
So in this segment, what are we doing?
The last part. Yeah, this is the last part. We're gonna do something a little bit different. We're gonna talk about the guys who we find interesting, who you might find on a waiver wire, depending on your league size, and the guys who are playing really well this last 2 weeks, this January. We're gonna talk about stats from January. Most of these guys, actually all of these guys, are very interesting from a dynasty, from the point of dynasty fantasy basketball. And if you have never played, and I know that that many people haven't played in dynasty league and that are not familiar with the concept of dynasty league, I would recommend you to try. I'm this is actually my 20th year of playing fantasy basketball, and trust me that I played all type of leagues with all possible settings, and nothing is interesting as dynasty. And not to be confused, dynasty and keeper leagues, like, they are not the same. It's not the same thing. So maybe some other time if you tweeted us, email us, whatever, asking for us to do a episode about dynasty leagues and maybe how to set your dynasty, how to start dynasty league, which players are good in dynasty league, we might do it. So many of these guys are rookies, young players who you should target in your dynasty leagues. So we're gonna talk about, I'm going to start with Jared Culver. I think last episode we also talked about him. We said he's going to be good, and he has been good. He's been playing really well this January. This month he's been averaging 15.4 points, and he's going to be really good for defensive stats. Like, this, he steals in January 1.2, blocks 0.8. For the last 2 weeks, I think it's even better. It's one block per game, if I'm not mistaken. 2.1 assists, 5.3 rebounds, free throws. Yeah, he's bad. 62.5%. 3 points. 1.5 per game. Field goals 47. So yeah, percentages. I think it will get better at college. From the free throw line, he was 70 point something. So free throws will get better. He's getting more minutes. This month he jumped from December 21 to 31 minutes. So Jared Culver, he's also available as point guard, shooting guard, and small forward in Yahoo. So this guy is really good. What we just didn't say, turnovers, 2 turnovers per game. Yeah, I have him in my dynasty league, and I'm gonna keep him. Another guy that we talked about him on the last podcast, and we said he's gonna be really good, and he's been really good in January, is Kevin Huerter. 15.9 points per game, steals 0.8, blocks 0.4. This is January. His steals and blocks are, when you see last month, season average are better. Assists 3.4, rebound 6. Then we have he's scoring 3 threes per game from the three. He's shooting 50% from beyond 3-point line. Free throws 88.9, field goals, I didn't say 46.2, playing a lot, 33 minutes, and like I think he's gonna be really good. In many people compare him to Klay Thompson. What did I say? I didn't say turnovers, 1.7. Yeah, he's. Who do you like more, Culver or Kevin Huerta?
Culver.
Why?
Culver. Well, because I had him for a while, and Huerta, I just gave up. I just dropped.
That means you dropped both of those guys.
Yes, which I'm regretting. Why? I have not patient.
They are not ranking too high on your cuteness list.
No. They were not giving me enough points. So I was not patient. That was my mistake. So
there the is Garland. How is he rating on your...
He's very cute.
Your cuteness. Are you going to vote for him for an All-Star?
Definitely. He must be an All-Star.
Darius Garland, he's playing better and better. His assists are, he's getting more assists. This month, 6 assists per game, 15.7 points, 1 steal. So he's not Colin Sexton 2.0. I think he's going to be better. Okay, no blocks, 3.2 turnovers, 1.8 rebounds, threes, 2.2 threes per game, from beyond 3-point line, 34.4%, field goals, 42.5, free throw percentage, 91.3, what did I say? Turnovers, I think I said 3.2. And what else? Minutes, 34 minutes per game. So, yeah, Darius Garland, I think...
Well, he was waiver for a while. Everybody gave up on him, except Alex.
Anya, in your
my league, yes. Not other people's league. Of course, I'm talking about my league. I don't know what other people's league.
Generally he's been on a waiver wire in many leagues for a long time. So this guy, he's your African brother.
My African brother called Sekou Doumbouya from Guinea. That's what we say it in Africa.
Say Guinea. You don't say
Guinea? No, Guinea.
Well, I think you say Guinea.
No. Guinea, oh, whatever. It's hard.
He's from Conakry, Guinea.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. his life story is that he has three brothers,
mm-hmm.
or I don't know, just say three siblings, they all applied, the whole family applied for visa to go to France, and only his father was rejected. And his father is a military man, so they moved to France, but his father stayed in Guinea. So I don't know if his father joined them mm-hmm. in France or whatever happened. But yeah, so yeah, he's the guy who has been trending with a reason or without a reason. He has potential. I didn't grab him in any leagues. I'm just waiting to see. In my dynasty league, is not that deep. No, he's available. No one grabbed him.
You have no room for him.
I don't. he's scoring 12.9 points per game.
Mm-hmm.
Steals, this is January, of course, we're talking January. 0.9 steals, 0.4 blocks, turnover 0.9, 0.7 assists, 5.1 rebounds, 1.4 threes. January looks really good for him, yeah. 3-point percentage 39.4, field goal percentage 50.6, free throw percentage 68.2. Did I miss something? I said turnover 0.9, and he's playing 30 minutes per game, comparing to December when it was 3 and November it was 2 minutes per game. So yeah, Sekou, like, he, some people compare him to Nicolas Batum.
Mm-hmm.
If he ever becomes like Nicolas Batum in his prime, and I don't know if you remember Nicolas Batum in his prime, he was really excellent fantasy basketball player and NBA player.
And now he sucks.
Well, he's old.
There you go. That's the reason.
So we are going to our old friend Miles Bridges. Miles, what do you think about Miles Bridges?
I don't know. He's okay, I guess.
You have no opinion on Miles Bridges.
Well, he's a good player. He's a good fantasy player. That's all I can say. For points leagues, actually. Right?
I don't know how good he is in points leagues.
No, he's cute.
Actually, I don't care. But in category leagues, he's good. He's decent, depending on your league size. Many people are losing their patience. They thought he's going to be much, much better. He was drafted pretty high, considering how he plays right now. This January, it wasn't that bad, actually. I think his best month. Let's see, 12.8 points per game, block 0.8, steals 0.8, assists 2.1, rebounds 6.4, turnovers 2. What do we have? Threes 1.4, field goal percentage 44.8, 3-point percentage 31.4, from the free throw line 86.7. I think that is all playing almost 30 minutes per game. Yeah, 29 minutes 58 seconds. I don't know what to expect from Miles. I hope he will be better. Maybe this season, like, I think he will be, like, by the end of the season a little bit better, but I think next season he might, like, people, what people were expecting from him are his defensive stats, and he's just, like, it's not there. Like, this is his best month for defensive stats, 0.8 and steals and 0.8 blocks. So if he can get those to over one, it will be great. Like, rebounds are there, everything else, it's, but these defensive stats, they need to get better. And yeah, let's go to the next guy. Next guy is not that young. Born in 1993, Norman Powell. Norman Powell, he came from an injury, and we are talking, this is small sample, only 4 games, but he's been killing it. Like, he's been playing really good these 4 games since he returned from an injury. Even though he's not starting for Raptors, but he's playing a lot, 28 minutes. Actually, not a lot, but he's doing really well for those 28 minutes. 22.8 points. Scoring a lot of threes, I think. Yeah, 3 threes per game. Like, a lot. And from beyond the three-point line, 48%. Field goals, 61.4. Rebounds, 3.3. Assists, 2.5. Steals, 1.5. Blocks, 0.3. Turnover, 0.8. From the free throw line, 90%. And yeah, that's it in these 4 games that he played. I see he's available in some leagues. I even took him in one really deep league, or I forgot, playing so many leagues. I took him in one league. So now I think this is our last guy. Yeah, it's the last guy that we're gonna do.
And he's very cute. He's the cutest. I thought Ben Simmons was the cutest, but this guy, Michael Porter Jr. from Denver, he's the cutest.
What is he? cute MVP.
Yeah.
Do you think that NBA should have a award like at the end of the season for
being cute?
Well, yeah, they hand out all these. There's so many these awards that have no sense at all. So for you girls, you know.
Yes, we would vote definitely. Yeah. We come on, commissioner, do this.
Yes, Adam.
Well, yes, Adam.
We know you're listening to our podcast. So do this for purity.
Yes.
So January was really good for Michael. I was about to say Kevin. There are so many Porters, like three Porter juniors. Especially last several games. So he played 8 games this January. So the stat is not that good as is if you would look for last, I think, like 4 games he started playing really well, I think. I cannot find it right now, but okay, let's we are talking about the whole January. That's what we're doing. So 11 points, 0.8 blocks, 0.8 steals, 4.4 rebounds, 1.1 assists, 1.3 turnovers, 1 three per game, 50% shooting threes, 50% field goals, 65.5, free throws, 66.7%. Is that all? Yes, I think that's all. And doing all that in just 18 minutes and 35 seconds.
Impressive.
Yeah, he's really good. Recently, I see people started picking him up from the waiver wire. So those were all the guys that we had prepared for today.
Thank you guys for listening. That is it. And we want to ask you guys if you want us to like form a group chat so we can chat about basketball. So tell us, tweet at us, Facebook us, find us on Fantasy NBA God.
Recommend where you want, because many of podcasts, they have their private group chats where people who listen to the podcast can get together and chat. So just like recommend where you want to create a group chat.
I don't know,
Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp or Viber, I don't know.
Yeah, so we can chat over there.
Because we have listeners from all over the world, and like here in this part of the Europe, Viber is that people use for messaging. On the West Europe, United States, Canada, Australia, everywhere people use WhatsApp. So like you recommend, and we can, you know, we can create a group and have fun.
That's right. And ask us any questions you want to know about fantasy, which player to pick, which to drop, who's the best, blah blah blah, stuff like that. So and don't forget, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at FantasyNBAGood. Go to our website, which is FantasyNBAGood.weebly.com. Weebly is spelled Weebly. Email us at fantasynbagood@gmail.com. What am I forgetting? Oh yes, and if we take long that we're not uploading on Fantasy NBA God, just know we're busy doing our other podcast, which is called Purity's Podcast. If you want to listen,
podcast is called Purity Slavoj. So if people want to search, they should search Purity Slavoj. You better spell that for them.
PURITYSLAVULJ. Just search for that name, you'll find me, and you can listen. It's
a comedy podcast.
So it makes you laugh. So laugh is, they say, best medicine. And what else are we forgetting? Well, that's all.
I think that's all.
Until next time, thank you.
Thank you very much for listening, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
So, yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And, what can I say? Mamba out.